Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
80 years tomorrow came a disaster over South Jersey that shook nations on both sides of the Atlantic and made an indelible bit of radio history.
As the great German airship Hindenburg came in for a landing over Lakehurst, New Jersey, Herb Morrison, a reporter from WLS Radio in Chicago, was there watching.
Holding it just enough to keep it from... It bursts into flames. Get it started. It's rising. Terrible. Oh, my. Get out of the way, please. It's burning, bursting into flames, and it's falling on the mooring fast, and all the folks between it. This is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world. Oh, it's
Rarely have we heard a radio reporter deliver a story with that sort of emotion. He did regain his calm within a few minutes and continued delivering information about the crash for about a half an hour.
To the mooring mast, all the humanity and all the passengers speeding around it. I don't do it.
In reality, no one actually heard this as it happened. The report was not actually broadcast live. Herb Morrison was using a new kind of portable recording device at a time when very little you heard on the radio was actually pre-recorded.
Breathing, talking, screaming, lady, I'm sorry. Honestly, I can hardly breathe. I'm going to step inside while I cannot see it. Charlie, that's terrible.
And Steve, you were telling me earlier that Herb Morrison's voice is actually doesn't sound like that. It was the heat of the blast that did that to the recording.
Yeah, I used to work at WLS Radio back in the day and became a little bit of a historian about this thing. And Herb Morrison had a normal radio-type voice for the 1930s. He was there with engineer Tommy Rowe, and they were recording this on this thing that basically was like a record album, kind of dug into the acetone and recorded it. And with the concussion and the heat of the blast, it had affected the recording. And now on playback, Herb Morrison's voice sounds much higher.
And how about this? Of the 62 people who survived that disaster, just one is still alive today. Werner Dehner was 8 years old, which would make him 88 now. He tells the Associated Press from his home in a town called Parachute, Colorado. He remembers suddenly the air was on fire. His mother threw him and his brother out a window, but his sister was too heavy, so she and his father died. Dehner spent almost 8 months in the hospital with burns.
You know, Herb Morrison and Tommy Rowe went back to Chicago, and I don't know if it was fact or fiction, but the story is they thought they were being tailed by Nazi agents, because here at the Hindenburg was this giant piece of Nazi propaganda.
Right.
And the Germans, so the story goes, wanted to get the only known recording of what actually happened there. They didn't want the world to know.
And now that recording is a piece of radio history. There'll be a ceremony in Lakehurst, by the way, tomorrow, commemorating 80 years. And the insurance policy that was written for the Hindenburg, which is worth about $80 million modern-day dollars, is now on display right around the corner from our studios here at the Fire Museum in Hudson Square.
That is awesome.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.